Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, Ruby Watch, the new season, National Hunt season, is still quite fresh, but I think we've seen quite a lot the last couple of weeks. We've seen the emergence of some really nice horses. And what has caught your eye so far?
I'd say the strength of the Irish novice hurdlers is what really has caught my eye so far. It probably started with Abracadabra's winning his maiden in Goran Park, but I think since then, with the big meeting in Down Royal, where Envoy Allen looked exceptional, and he looked to me to have improved with tactical speed that he didn't seem to have last year. He seemed to show gears in Down Royal that he looked to lack as a bumper horse, so that was a really encouraging performance. You moved on from there and you had a couple of really good performances in Nace and Navan the following weekend. I thought Elixir Dana and Longhouse Poet looked above average in the maiden hurdle that they contested in Nace, and obviously you had Andy Dufresne then in Navan, who looked, I thought he looked brilliant as well. I loved the manner in which he went through the race, how he jumped, the way he travelled, and how much ease he won with. And I think it's teed up for a brilliant Royal Bond Novice Hurdle, maybe, with Envoy Allen and Abracababras. And the Barry and Sandra Kelly, or what was formerly the Barry and Sandra Kelly, should have a decent field too, with Andy Dufresne and maybe Elixir Danae going there. But, you know, I think the way the programme unfolds with maiden hurdles, it does tend to make good races out of the Royal Bond and the Barry and Sandra Kelly, and I think this year will be no different.
There's some strength between the top stables again, of course, Gordon. We've mentioned a few of the horses there, and of course, Willie's. Andy Dufresne, I thought the most impressive thing maybe for me, or the thing that I was looking for most from Andy Dufresne this year, was that he settled a bit better, because he was very free the day he won his bumper.
Yeah, he was, and he was quite keen early on in Navan too, but Mark Walsh kind of let him slide to the front. He got in front and got to dictate the race, but he dictated it at quite a high tempo, and there were decent horses well strung out behind him, so it was a really telling performance.
There was talk, of course, last year when Gordon wasn't that keen to bring Envoy Allen to the Cheltenham Bumpers, kind of what he had mentioned most of the season. Now he did win, and we know, or did go there, and we know he won. There wasn't a very strong pace in Down Royal, but yet he jumped really cleanly, and when he was asked to quicken into the second last, that was deeply impressive, wasn't it?
It was, but and even the quality of horse that were behind him, the two JP McManus runners, Entucas and Front View, I think it was Front View was his name, like they had both had quite high form, and it was the manner from two out running downhill, the acceleration he showed to get away from those horses and put the race to bed. His jumping was really slick, but having said that, when you watched Abracababras winning the Monksfield Novice Hurdle in Navan, or the for auction even in Navan, the speed he showed, Abracababras showed a lot of pace. And if you look back on last year's champion bumper, Abracababras is basically running away with Lisa O'Neill every step of the way. So, you know, the gap between Envoy Allen and Abracababras as bumper horses mightn't have been as big as we thought it was. And I think that'll be a brilliant race on the first Sunday in December.
It was very impressive to see the way he just travelled up. It was hard to believe a horse at the end of a race like that could travel up as sweetly as he did in that sort of company.
It was, and I think when you looked at the runner-up latest exhibition, that race probably came plenty soon for him. It was only 15 days after he won his maiden in Galway, and I think with a better break between these races, he's a horse that could have a big future as well.
He's a gorgeous looking horse, actually, isn't he? He's something that could really develop.
He is, and he is, but it was only 15 days from Galway, as we said, Tommy, and he looked at just a bit trained up, more trained up maybe than Abracababras.
Very unusual that we'd be talking about novice hurdles, not mentioning too many of Willie's so far. What's he got that's going to compete at that level?
Well, so we haven't had them really out. Elixir Dane was good in Nace, and Blue Sari's due to come out soon, and we have a couple of nicer younger horses there, John Snow, Carl Reavy, they'll all be out this weekend, so you know they're coming, they're just probably a little bit more behind our older horses.
Willie would have been heartened by what he saw last weekend in Ireland, wouldn't you, with some of the horses coming out? I know Mellon was beaten, but you had Tornado Flyer winning Void of Tep ran well in that race. Just still a Semmery one, and it looks like a horse that'll be grade one quality for the rest of the season.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he was a horse I thought last year when he won in Goran Park. The Arkle was starting to fall apart. That was February time. The Arkle was, you know, the Richburg was gone. The Dynamite Dollars, there was horses falling out of the Arkle betting, and I thought Keyless Emery was tailor made for it. Unfortunately, he got injured in schooling quite shortly after that and didn't make the Arkle, which Duke de Geneva won. Now we were delighted with Keyless Emery, but it was a second season novice chase. He was getting £10 from Ornua. He has to improve to the next level, but he could. But I think the other interesting thing we've seen so far this season is maybe the strength of the JLT novice chase from last year, and possibly the weakness of the RSA. Delta Work went to the Ladbrokes chase in Down Royal. He was no match for Road to Respect and Clandas Obo. Santini, who was runner up in the RSA, ran last week in Sandown. He was very unimpressive. Yeah. Workmanlike is a good way of putting it. Whereas Lost in Translation, who was runner up to Defy Demi, he went to Carlisle and bolted in. Real Steel finished back in that race. He subsequently won a handicap in Punchestown and bolted in Down Royal. So maybe if you're looking at last year's form to where the strengths and weaknesses could be at this minute in time, the JLT looks to be the place you should be looking. And of course, that horse, the winner of that race, was Defy Demi. He's in the shoulder chase in Cheltenham at the weekend. Will he drop back down to 2 miles, or will he step up to 3? Personally, having followed him in that JLT chase, I rode Voidarev, who went on to win the Ryanair Gold Cup in Punchestown. I followed Defy to me. I think he's
Defy Desai.
Defy Desai, even. How might I call him? Defy to me. Yeah, he's in William Munsey. Defy won't be following him. Defy Desai. I think Defy Desai is could be the one novice from last year in the UK that could step up to make the bracket. And in Ireland, we've seen Keyless Emery, and hopefully we'll see Shaq and Pourchois shortly.
Of course, that'll be one of the most anticipated returns. He had only a couple of runs last season, but they were deeply impressive. Looking at the novices, Ruby, the novices have made a good start to season two.
They have. I think if I was looking at them, I thought Champ was very good in Newbury. I thought he was very assured in his jumping, and he quickened up well to win. Sam Crow, look, I've got stick for probably maybe knocking his performance in Down Royal, and he's going to run in the Drinmore novices chase, so we'll see a bit more there. He could do more, no more than he did in Down Royal. It just didn't blow me away. That was my personal feeling on it. And I thought Fakir Dudari did blow me away. The way he jumped, I know he was getting the 8-pound weight allowance, but he will improve from 4 into 5 physically. And I just loved the way he jumped and attacked his fences in Navan last week, whereas Mellon, who finished runner up to him, was jumping over his fences. Fakir Dudari was just jumping straight across the top of him. He was brilliant to watch.
Tornado Flyers' victory in the beginner's chase, was they finished him maybe in a small bit of a heap. Would that be a concern to you? Tornado Flyer was a classy horse last year. Can he develop?
He was, and that would be a concern to me, you're right. And maybe that's been a bit harsh on him, but it would. The fact that Void of Tep and Tower Bridge were right behind him. And they weren't that far in front of the rest. I don't mind, like, Mellon and Fakir Dudari pulled clear of the rest. Sam Crow, to be fair to them, won a long way. Champ pulled clear and was going away. You like to see one standing out from the others. And that beginner's chase and this, there's a saying that if you think you have 4 Derby horses, you have none. Well, it usually works out the same in form. If they finish in a heap, are they all grade one horses?
What was Paul's take on the mistake? It looked very bad. The camera angle maybe at the time was just a bit behind him. It was hard to see exactly what happened, but it looked fairly shuddering.
It was, and he thought that he would improve for it. It was a bad mistake. He was delighted that he bounced back and went and attacked the next fence, and he thought he would improve fitness-wise for it. But it's still, to me, I would love to have seen one or two horses pull clear of the remainder, not them finished in such a bunch.
Willie, I can only assume, has plenty more of them to come out in that category. You know, he's carefully selected maybe a few others.
Loads. I mean, obviously, we might have Faheen this weekend in Punchestown. You could have Stormy Island, Lorena, Good Time Tara next Thursday in the Mayor's Beginners in Thurles even. And then if Lorena didn't go to Thurles, she could go to one of those mares, would go to Goran Park for 2.5 as well. So, yeah, we have no shortage of them, Tommy, to come. And I think Faheen looks to be in particularly good form. Paul is really happy with his schooling. And I think Lorena, she's an out-and-out chaser. The rain is coming. She loves soft ground. And I think she could get any trip.
Yeah, you were talking about that two mile might be a bit on the sharp side for her. Will it over fences? You're talking about definitely going, if she gets to the standard over fences, you'd be talking about maybe JLT / maybe RSA-ish?
Yeah, I think so. I think you just... that raw speed required for the 2 mile chasers required. Having said that, to watch her school, she could come back down a trip. Great. The way she jumps, jumping, the way she jumps fences will definitely add a bit of speed to her. So she's really exciting even. And you know, we still have more, I suppose, high quality horses there that we haven't had out yet either. I mean, at the weekend you're going to have Classical Dream, Saldier and Sharjah. That's going to be a mouthwatering. Morgiana Hurdle. There's only two others in it, Petit Mouchoir and Yaya Fizz, who both like the front runs. So you're you're guaranteed a competitive race into the bargain. But you know, Classical Dream has a step up from Novice Company. Sharjah was brilliant in the race last year on much quicker ground. And Saldier obviously fell in Ace last year, but he had Esport Allen in trouble, who went down to win the Champion Hurdle. They're three cracking horses. You know, of the Gold Cup horses, obviously it's disappointing that the Supreme horses are still grounded. And Ken Boy, Cadmium, Aramon, and the Defi de Mi, who I confused with Defi de Soy earlier, are still all there cantering away and doing their work. But until that's resolved, they can't run anywhere. The Album Photo's in great form. Willie hinted this morning he might go back to Tremor with him again, and that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Willie Mullins is a creature of habit. Yeah. I'm in no way surprised by that. Obviously Shaq and Min would probably go to the John Durkin. Shaq and Poursois could go to Hilly Way or maybe wait till Christmas. And you have Bells Hill as well, who I think got jarred up last year at Leopardstown. And his homework suggests he's every bit as good as Album Photo and Kenboy if he can just get the ground.
Interesting, yeah. It's you don't get too many chances to win a Gold Cup, and I thought maybe last year might have been his. He was in such good form going into it, but you did, in fairness to you, you brought up that concern before the Gold Cup, maybe that just the ground was that little bit faster. You know, it was hard ground and in Leopardstown, and he had to work hard on it, and he was just a different horse in Cheltenham. He never jumped from start.
Never went, but Min never went in Cheltenham either, and both had run at the Dublin Racing Festival and quick ground in Leopardstown. So, look, lessons learned, but. You know, this year, that does nothing. That's going to be an issue this year. Cheltenham is already in inspection for its Open November meeting. You know, we're in Clonmel today, Tommy, and the ground is good and slow. So, you know, the rain mightn't be suiting most people in most walks of life, but it is most certainly suiting National Hunt people.
And just being in Willie Mullins across the gallops there a couple of weeks ago, it's a lot deeper than it was when we were in it last year. That's a good sign for Willie.
Well, that's the way we like it. It is, you know, and, you know, hopefully now as the weeks go by and they get fitter and they'll start producing more on the track. But you know, Willie is very happy with where they are. We seem to have a huge team of horses, so fingers crossed we can make hay.
And just for the weekend ahead, one thing that you're maybe looking forward to most of this weekend, maybe one or two horses.
I think the Morgiana, that's what I'm most looking forward to. I think it's an outstanding race, and I think the Scholar Chase in Cheltenham on Sunday, that could be a cracking race as well. Defi de Soy, Sor Royale, Politolog. I mean, if Defi de Soy is to take them on, we'll get a guide on what last year's JLT was.
Ruby Walsh, thank you very much.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.